On Northern Kentucky University Week, can we learn new things from old texts? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Culloch, professor of English, offers one example of a classic being taught in a new light.
To Kill a Mockingbird is a beloved novel read in middle school and high school classrooms throughout the United States. However, in 2015, the publisher HarperCollins announced the discovery of another novel by Harper Lee, an earlier draft of Mockingbird titled Go Set a Watchman. It presents a controversial depiction of the heroic lawyer Atticus Finch. In Mockingbird, Atticus defended a wrongly accused black man. In Go Set a Watchman, Atticus expresses racist views. Scout, an endearing child in Mockingbird, is now a disillusioned young adult, discovering that the father she admired is a member of the White Citizens Council. A colleague of mine, Shelley Reuter at the University of Cincinnati, suggested a new research project to reassess how we read and teach To Kill a Mockingbird. From my part of our study, I explored how English teachers could use Go Set a Watchman to teach To Kill a Mockingbird differently. What did I learn? Go Set a Watchman enlarges our understanding of To Kill a Mockingbird. Atticus Finch becomes a more interesting character if we view him not as a hero up on a pedestal, but a real man of his time and place. The white characters are in the center, so teachers should redirect students' attention to the experiences and voices of the black characters. Teachers can provide broader historical context by introducing documents such as Martin Luther King's Letter from Birmingham Jail, which criticized white Southern moderates like Atticus Finch. To Kill a Mockingbird soars with high aspirations. Go Set a Watchman hits closer to home. For that reason, some object to reading it, but that very same reason is a strong argument in favor of reading it.
That was Jonathan Culloch of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.